As Travis on Nova 103.5 with Sing. So as we said, Barry Hilton is going to be at Soundgarden in Swakopmund this weekend, doing a show on Friday and another on Saturday. And he's agreed to chat to us this morning. Morning, Barry.
How's it?
How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm looking forward to coming up next week, or this week.
Yeah, there we go. Before we get into anything else, I've been asking everyone this morning what their go-to is at the end of a really bad day. What works for you?
My children and my wife.
Oh, there we go. That's a really nice one. Speaking of bad days, though, you also do work on using humor to deal with life's hardships. What led to that, and how does that work?
Well, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life, and I've created this talk to show people my life in 3D, how I suffered with dyslexia and depression, and I call it DDHA, but obviously it's ADHD. But it's like, and I use humor to get over that. For instance, I'll give you a simple thing. My brother died of cancer, but when he found out he had cancer, he broke the news to me in a very unique way. And he said to me, "I need to talk to you." He was my older boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Sure." And he said, "I've got something serious to tell you." And he was a businessman. And I thought, "Oh, he's bought a new business. He's done with whatever." So I said, "Go." And he said to me, "I have cancer." Now, the immediate reaction anybody says, if somebody says to you now, "I've got cancer," you become this flippin' oncologist in your head.
Mm.
You say, "Really? Where did you get your cancer? Like, how the hell do you know what to do?" So when my brother said to me, "I got cancer," I said to him, "Where did you get it?" He said to me, "Cape Town." And until he died, every time we spoke about his illness, we did it in a joke. We mocked it.
Mm.
And that's what got us through. And the very, very last bit, just before he died, he said to me, "Something good is coming out of this, Baz." And I said, "How?" He said, "You got to pay the bill." So that was almost one of my brother's last words.
Oy.
So when I think about my butt, I don't cry. I think about how he made me laugh and how brave he was using humor. And I've got all these anecdotes I use about the crap that I've gone through in my life. People forcing you to do things, bullies, depression, da da da. And my talk is about that. It's just about how you can utilize humor in a simple but effective way. For instance, tell me something that's happened in Swakopmund today. Anything.
No, I don't know what's happening in Swakopmund today, actually. I've been stuck in the studio in Windhoek since before sunrise. So I assume there's some mist rolling in and the ocean is really nice.
I'll say I was on the road from Walvis Bay to Swakopmund today. It was so foggy you couldn't have missed it.
Yeah, that's one of those my son's loving dad jokes at the moment, and my wife is absolutely hating the fact.
Dad jokes are the backbone of all humor. You don't realize that because jokes are 3 seconds long.
Mm.
And they when they look at a comic or whatever, they say, "Yeah, this I can talk." But basically you talk, and all my jokes or my stories are peppered with 3 second little intervals.
Hmm.
And that's what happens. And that's how I write my material and all of that stuff.
So you spoke about, you know, having gone through stuff, and I think a lot of people assume a comedian's life is easy and stress-free.
Oh.
Have there been any days where you thought to yourself, "I should have stuck to being an electrician"?
Never. what I have done is I should have maybe worked harder. Maybe, I don't know, or I should have been more patient or something like that, but never as an electrician. Was just that was like I think that was a precursor to hell for me.
Okay, but touching on having been an electrician, when was the last time you had to rewire a plug, and what was it for?
Yesterday, funny enough. Huh. I put some lamps in for my wife. You know when your wife says to you, "Darling, I've been thinking." I do that. I do a lot. I wired up a garage motor the other day. I can do all that stuff.
Mm.
But I mean, not to say I like it.
Yeah.
But I do, you know. I'm actually busy designing and putting up a hoist for my kayak.
Okay.
So, and he found a battery operated hoist, which is lekker. I mean, it's overkill, but it's a bit of fun. Press the button and the car comes down.
Yeah.
So I do that.
Okay. Everyone out there, I've got two pairs of tickets to Barry's show up for grabs. I've got a pair for Friday and a pair for Saturday. All you need to do is WhatsApp me what either of the two catchphrases that Barry is known for are. So just send me that WhatsApp. But Barry, before I let you go, speaking of those catchphrases, do you ever get tired of people using them on you when they see you? I mean, you can be honest. I won't tell anyone.
No, I don't get tired at all. It's actually it's an honor for me. What I do get tired of is other companies using my catchphrase and putting it on their product and selling it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not playing the game.
Yeah.
But a certain big company took one of my catchphrases, the one about the braai, and made a whole range of clothing about it. And when we contacted them, they said, well, don't worry. We'll see you in court. Just like that. So.
Sure.
That's annoying. But you know what? I don't work for big companies. I work for people, and I'm very blessed that people still want to listen to me and have fun. So you guys can say it as much as you want.
There we go. So get hold of me on WhatsApp and tell me what those catchphrases are. Thank you so much, Barry. Have a safe trip and enjoy your time in Swakop this weekend.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.